Salam, salam everyone. Okay, this morning I am going to be reading from Tablet 12 in Children of Abraham, starting with section 4. The promise of spiritual blessing also was given to Ishmael. Akashic Records. Any action or event which occurs in the universe creates a record of that event in the universal mind as the Akashic Records. These Akashic Records are the truest source of the realities behind this universe, and whatever had happened from the beginning of creation until now is kept there. Once in a while, according to the need or plan of God for the human, some truth of these records is sent to humanity by His messengers, either to bring a new teaching or higher understanding to men, or to correct previous records. That is why it does not matter to God if humans change the scriptures or if some of the scriptures become lost. The truth will be revealed to a zealous individual who seeks it, and eventually to all of humanity. Ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7:7. Readings. The revelation of the events from these Akashic Records to humanity is known as readings. For example, there was an American prophet, or sleeping prophet as he is known, by the name of Edgar Cayce. He would lie down on the couch, go into a state of trance or sleep, and answer many questions, diagnose diseases, or give remedies correctly. These answers to the questions are known as the readings of Edgar Cayce, which were revealed from the Akashic Records, the universal knowledge, or universal mind, or universal memory. Quran means readings. Prophet Muhammad also was commanded in a sleep or trance by an angel of God, Gabriel, to read. He did not know how to read, so he answered, "I cannot read." The voice again said, "Read." He repeated, "I cannot read." For the third time, the voice demanded, "Read." He then asked, "What can I read?" So the revelations from these Akashic Records started to be revealed to him. In fact, he never read anything but the voice of Gabriel revealed to him from these records. That is why the Muslims call their book the Quran, which means the readings. It is no accident that the answers from Prophet Cayce in sleep and the revelations to Prophet Muhammad in a trance both are called readings. This again has been done to make men believe and have faith in these revelations. Therefore, the Quran has been revealed from the Akashic Records. In Surah Ornaments of Gold, Az-Zukhruf, verse 4, these records are called the Eternal Tablet. Also in the Quran, it is revealed the records of the transgressors are kept in Sijjin, bad records, and the records for the righteous are kept in Ilyin, good deeds. In Surah Defrauding, at At-Tafif, verses 7 through 9, and 18 through 20. In the Bible, these records are called the Book of Remembrance. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a Book of Remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that thought upon his name. Malachi 3:16. The Quran was sent to correct previous stories which had been given by God, and also to bring new laws after the lawgiving was taken from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come. Genesis 49:10. Furthermore, we know the Old Testament had been lost, many other teachings had influenced it, and some parts had been omitted or added. Therefore, for understanding the truth, we should trust the new revelations which were sent by God to humanity. But not blindly, we should see if they have been fulfilled or not. What the Quran says about the future of Abraham's seed, Ishmael, and of our offspring and nations submissive unto thee, God, and from them raised a messenger from their guidance, for their guidance. Surah Al-Kahf, 128 and 129. So there was to be a nation birthright, and among them a messenger scepter would arise. These both were fulfilled. Arabs are a nation, and Prophet Muhammad is that messenger. These prophecies or promises were given to Abraham thousands of years ago. This truth, promise of spiritual blessing for Ishmael, either had been lost from the Bible through the turbulent history of the Hebrews, or the book was changed, and that part which told of a prophet also coming from the seed of Ishmael was taken out of the Old Testament. Both of these explanations are possible because we know that the Old Testament was written around 500 BC and the book was completely lost after the captivity of the Jews. It was revealed again in the Quran. They say it is from Allah, but they have written by their own hands. Woe be unto them. Surah Al-Kahf 79. The blessing of God is the same as the promise of the scepter. Genesis 17:20. The point is that the promise of material possession, the birthright, and spiritual blessing, the scepter, were both also given to Ishmael. Not accepting this is to miss a great part of the plan of the Lord. It is also revealed in the Revelation. In the Revelation, the last book of the Bible, it was predicted that seven truths would be revealed to humanity. The first truth is the teachings of the Far East mystical paths, which helped many great souls become prepared to be chosen as elected ones, Hebrews. This is symbolized by the white horse and its rider, Revelation 6, 1 and 2. The second truth is the history and purpose of the Hebrews from the time of Abraham to the New Testament, and is symbolized by the red horse. The third truth is the black horse, which is Christianity, the symbol of overcoming the lower nature of man, black horse, and bringing equality, the balance. The fourth truth, or the end of the riders of the horses, is the pale horse, or Islam. For a deeper study, read Revelation of the Revelation. Islam is one of the accepted world religions, and a great part of humanity has been blessed through it. So denying its validity and that it has been the work of God for fulfilling the promises given to Abraham for his seed Ishmael is just like denying the sun on a sunny day. Therefore, both the promises of the scepter, spiritual blessing, and birthright, the material possession given to Abraham and Abraham for his seed Ishmael and Isaac have been fulfilled. Tablet 13, Section 5. All promises given and Abraham's seed are fulfilled. Isaac begot Esau and Jacob. Esau married many wives and had many sons. They created Edomites, and because he also married one of the daughters of Ishmael, they mixed with Ishmaelites, Arabs. So through Arabs and Edomites, he created nations and blessed the people on earth. Genesis 27:39-40. Jacob received both the birthright and scepter. They were divided and given to Joseph and Judah. After the name Jacob became Israel, God promised him a nation and a company of nations. He also was the one who would spread all over the world. Jacob gave his name Israel to Ephraim and Manasseh, the two sons of Joseph, the receivers of the birthright. The house of Israel, the 10 lost tribes, scattered all over the world, especially to the west and northwest of Europe. They created many nations there. One of them was the English-speaking people, who with no doubt were the children of Manasseh and Ephraim. The children of Manasseh possessed a nation as the United Kingdom, and Ephraim's seed possessed the company of nations as the United States, although Jacob preferred Ephraim the younger over Manasseh the older. So it was the seed of the younger Ephraim who would possess the land promised to Abraham, the land which was divided from the rest of the world and kept for a great use in the future. For in his days was the earth divided. Genesis 10:25. This is also the land of milk and honey, material greatness. The land of America, especially North America, was kept aside for hundreds of years until those to whom it was promised were ready to receive it. When the medieval time was in its highest domination in Europe, and many of the adventurous and great-minded people longed for freedom from that environment, then God suddenly caused the children of Abraham, to rediscover this land. All the freedom lovers and people who longed for escape from religious persecution were squeezed out of Europe and came to this new virgin and fertile land. That was no accident. It was well planned by the Lord. With this, not only was a great new way of living and looking at the possibilities of man's abilities released, but also the promises given to Isaac and Jacob, or Israel, about the birthright were fulfilled. As we know, God never does anything without purpose. The conquest of America by the white man not only fulfilled the promises which were given to Abraham, also it was an act to bring Europeans in contact with the natives of America and gather many people together in this land. Although the Native Americans apparently suffered a great deal in the process, in truth this made them become purified, humble, meek, so they, Native Americans, will eventually find the essence of the teachings of their ancestors, mystical paths, and also become familiar with the rest of the steps of the eternal divine path. In short, all these happenings eventually will enhance and further the evolution of humanity physically, mentally, and spiritually. But the coming of Christ, the promise of the scepter, spiritual blessing, was finished through the tribe of Judah. Then God completed the book of the children of Israel by revealing the last book of the Bible, the Revelation. In this book, God revealed in a symbolic language what is the goal of life, why this universe was created, what is His desire to be accomplished through humanity, what are the pitfalls of the path, what had happened so far, and what will happen in the future. With this, the Bible is an inspired book explaining creation and history. Is complete. Furthermore, the promises given about Ishmael are fulfilled. After Christ's teachings, when he directly told the Jews that they would no longer be the possessors of the scepter, and another nation will be chosen, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof, Matthew 21:43. Then the next prophet did not come from the Jews, but from their brothers, the Arabs, the seed of Ishmael. Arabs are a very large nation, which possess a substantial portion of the world, and were also blessed by the religion of Islam, being submissive to the Lord. Spiritual truth was finished by Prophet Muhammad. The name Islam comes from Taslim, which means to be surrendered or submissive to the will of the Lord. That is the highest achievement in the spiritual world. To be submissive or surrendered to the Lord does not mean to be an escapist, but to do the best in everything, try to understand what is His will and do accordingly, and then surrender the result of our actions to Him. That is, not being attached to the result of our actions and to be content with the outcome. So whatever the outcome should be accepted as His will. Also, it means to submit or surrender our earthly will to the Supreme Will. That is the highest spiritual realization. With the truths which had come before, Far East philosophies, Judaism and Christianity and Islam, spiritual truth was finished. Tablet 14. The next prophet did not come from the children of Abram, Arabs, or Abraham, Hebrews. God will bring a people whom He loves, and they will love Him. Quran, the table spread, 54. This verse is the prediction of the coming of another prophet. He would not come from Arabs, but from another nation. That is why the next prophet came from Persia. He brought the truth of the fifth seal described in the Revelation. He was Bab, Baha'u'llah, and the religion was Baha'i, the teachings of Bab. Prophet Muhammad is the Khatam, the last of the prophets in the sense of spiritual understanding. That is why prophets or messengers after Islam did not bring any higher spiritual truths than what had already been revealed to humanity. But new understandings were necessary to complete the greatest sign. Also, with the coming of Christ and Prophet Muhammad, the promises given to Abraham about his seed Ishmael and Isaac, that the nations of the earth will be blessed through them, were fulfilled. That is why the next prophet did not come from the children of Abraham or Abraham, but from people who closely associated with them, Persians. Abraham was Persian Median himself. God is no longer obligated to any special people. With fulfillment of all the promises God had given to Abraham's and Abraham's seed, which were explained, He is no longer obligated to any special people. Now humans once more are equal. These historical events have happened according to the scriptures to make humans again understand that they are not left alone in this world with no one looking after them, or that they can do whatever they want to, or that they can choose their ways as they please. Once more, God is trying to awaken men to understand that He exists. He expects man to understand this, give up his little false ego, and follow Him and His laws. Only those who do so will be regarded as greater than the rest. Those who keep their limited egos and do not come to the path of righteousness will suffer the consequences of their actions and will go far astray. Those who go to Him will reach salvation through His grace. All earthly powers will be humbled. Through all of history, when we study the progress of great nations, those which become conquerors and prosperous went through several stages, a period of great struggle before emerging as great people, then a time of progress toward greatness, then a long period of laxity or steadiness, and then the period of decline. Also, when we study the life cycle of these great nations, we realize that in the beginning of the time of their struggle, they possessed a great deal of religious beliefs and disciplines. Especially, we find out that the family structure was important and was very close and strong. However, as they progressed toward prosperity, their discipline broke down, their beliefs became forgotten, the family closeness was destroyed, and many other symptoms were created, such as egotism, excessive preoccupation with sports, like the Romans and their gladiators, looseness of sexual relationships, emphasis on body gratification over prosperity and laziness, dullness of the mind, high expectation of others to respect their excesses, and so on. In short, when a nation or people are oppressed and are struggling toward the release of that situation, they trust in God and follow His laws more or less. But when they become prosperous, they trust in themselves and go against His laws. This brings their doom. We can trace this trend almost in any situation about any nation or people. The very loud examples are the Hebrews, who through a great struggle and with the help of God become a great nation and then decline to disgrace, or the Roman Empire. which through their great philosophy and endeavors reached a very great position and then declined. This trend has been shown throughout history to man so that he might become awakened that there is no other way but God's way, as he has declared to the children of Israel thousands of years ago. Leviticus chapter 26. You shall make you no idols, nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it. For I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 26:1. Only the invisible God unifies. Any other images or any image will separate man from man. That is why God is so opposed to images and says, For I am the Lord your God, the invisible God and the one for whom no one can make any image. At the same time, every image is He. However, only worshipping Him in the invisible form can unify all men. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field their fruit. Leviticus 26:3-4. As it is described in the books, the base, the essence, etc., everything is made from consciousness and the three gunas, even our minds and actions. So our thought and actions affect the whole universe and its levels of being. That is why when men become corrupt, the earth, climate, and everything else becomes corrupt also. Then the climate will change and man will suffer because of his actions. So God goes on and reveals what will happen if men follow his laws and commandments, how prosperous they will become, how they will gain the power over their enemies, and so on, by his grace, until verse 14. Then he describes what will happen if they do not follow him. But if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, and or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning ague, that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow, O heart, and you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. Leviticus 26:14-16. Then is when the tribulation starts. That is why the world tribulation is affecting men all over the earth, because all of them have fallen short of following his laws. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, that they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth you. And if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. Leviticus 26:17-19. That is exactly what happens to those who break his laws. In fact, no man can break his laws, but he can only break himself against them. He will break the pride of the power of those nations that lose their trust in him, and they will fall. To walk with God is not just praise Him, have many ceremonies or talk about Him, but to establish justice, to help the oppressed, and to stand for truth. Those who lose these qualities lose the pride of their powers also. When His grace is withdrawn, they are doomed, as history has shown us. That is exactly what is happening in the world today. All the earth leaders are trying to bring peace, but because they have forgotten the basic laws of the Lord, they are going more and more towards self-destruction. This can be prevented when the truth prevails and destroys all the wrong concepts of the humans. As in the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar in the book Daniel, chapter 2, the stone, which is the symbol of the truth, hit the clay-like base of the image, destroyed it to ashes, and then filled the world. And I think it's a good place to stop for today's reading. I hope everyone is having a great Feast of Tabernacles. All thanks to God once again for these wonderful teachings for this time of the year. And Shalom, Shalom to all.